We're gonna roll it. Yep, that was it. Hey, what's going on out there, y'all? How y'all doing? That's right, I'm back. Yeah, baby. Mr. Talk is back. And that's right, I'm done with my hiatus and my issues that I had going on. And I'm back, I'm back, I'm back. Aren't you happy? All right, anyway, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talking Nose, and I think I got a great show for you today, man, because you know what? We're not talking about anything in particular. We're talking about in search of some logic, some common sense, some understanding about what is really going on in this crazy thing we call the world today, especially in this country, because my goodness, there's some crazy going on. And you know what? We're going to fix all that crazy one day. And hopefully, somebody, anybody listening to the show going to pay attention to what I'm about to say for today. And, of course, my regulars, if they call in. If not, y'all got me for a whole 2 hours. I hope you enjoy it because I'm ready to talk. Hey, Sarge, I see you out there in the chat room. What's going on? It's good to see you. See you around. All right. So anyway, let me tell you how to be a part of the show. Okay. First thing, you can call me at 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And don't forget, our chat room is open at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. If you can't talk to me here, find it out, you know, hey. Can't go on Facebook because you know why Facebook is down today. Yeah, Facebook is having some issues today. Isn't that amazing? They put a whistleblower on 60 Minutes last night talking about Facebook. And today, what happens? Bam! Facebook not working. Imagine that. But anyway, in any other situation, yes, you can go on Facebook. Click on the link on Facebook and you'll get me there. Of course, we have a page on Facebook as well. It's under the show's name. Instagram, under the show's name. So, I'm out there, y'all. I'm out there. So, I hope you can find me. And you can leave some comments there if you want to. Give me some ideas about what to talk about. Or just let me know what's on your mind. Something you heard or seen that maybe I haven't. And we can look it up together and find out what's really going on. Y'all know how we do. All right, so you know what we're going to do here from now on? See, this was part of the reason why I hadn't been on the air. Honestly, I got tired of talking about the same old freaking thing, man. I'm not even going to front, you know, well, in between my bowling tournaments and, you know, some back issues. Other than that, hey, I just got tired of talking about the same old thing. Seem like every week it's the same thing, just different people. But the same thing, which is really, really, And yes, that's what it is. It's a pain in the butt because after a while you get tired of talking about it. You know, if the common Joe can figure out it's the same thing over and over, cycle after cycle, then don't you think something should change? Something should be changed. And who can you hold responsible for that? No one but ourselves, because we continue to do the same thing over and over and over. Keep putting the same people in there over and over and over. Doing what? Playing partisan. Okay, I'm this and I'm that. Well, dang on it, knucklehead. Don't you think that it's not working? It's not working. Now, what they got going on right now? A fight over the dang on deficit, the budget. Don't we have this every year the same thing goes on? Depending on which party is in charge. That's why I'm an advocate for getting rid of all these dang old parties. You know, when it comes time to election, hey, let's stop putting Republican and Democrat on the ballots. Let's stop doing that. It's biased anyway. Depending on what state you're in, certain primaries, if you're not related, affiliated with or the one of the Republican or Democrat party, you can't vote. What kind of nonsense is that? Huh? So you have to stand there and make a decision. Well, do I want to put Republican or do I want to put Democrat? How about take all that out of there and just put the names down and let you figure it out from there? I think personally that would be a better system. But you know what the problem with that is? The powers that be, they can't control things then. They can't. People will truly be in charge. Just think about that. The people, the same people that put you there, now they're really in charge because you may not make the cut. How about that for a change? In search of common sense, logic somewhere, a change that's going to benefit the people, not the politicians, not the corporations, not the lobbyists, the people. Isn't that one of the first lines of the Constitution? We the people, not we the politicians, not we the Democrats, not we the Republicans, not we the libertarians, not we the progressives, not we the conservatives. We the people. But now, don't we know how flawed that whole thing is from the get-go anyway? Because at its writing, it wasn't to represent we the people. It was represent we the people in charge. Yeah. It's easy. But some kind of way, we have reached a situation now to where we have made it difficult, extremely difficult, to get anybody to represent the people. And those that do try and represent the people, they get ostracized, called names, picked on. Imagine that. Imagine that. But you know what? We're not going to go straight into this political thing right now because there's some other things I'm in search of, and we're going to talk about that. Yeah, because I can go all day on that piece right there, but we're going to roll on down the list. But as I was saying before, I'm changing the format a little bit. Instead of having something specific, a specific topic to talk about, we're just going to start going, hey, this is – the area we going to start off in. But where we go from there, hey, we go. Because this is truly going to be let's talk. You know, what's on your mind? What's going on? You know, the rules are the same, though. You know, you be respectful. You know, you keep all that custom somewhere else, not on this show. And we can have a talk. We can talk about anything you want to. Yeah. Because we are the people. That's right. We the people. Apparently, there are those out there that have forgotten that piece of it, but that's okay. You can change it. I just told you. It's of logic, knowledge. I mean, change something from what we're dealing with today. But there I go. I'm almost getting started again. I'm sorry. I can't get too started now. I can't get too started yet. It's still early. Still early. So, in search of. Seems like it's been a while since I did this, but I'm having fun. In search of. What we in search of first? Common sense parenting. Parenting. Yeah. Raising your god dang on kids like you got some sense. Yeah. That's the first thing we're thinking about. We're talking about today. Because you know why? See, I had to take my glasses off. See, this is why I don't do a video podcast, because y'all wouldn't like my faces and things I'd be making. But anyway, putting my elbow on my desk and getting comfortable here, because let's talk about this parenting thing, because we got some issues with this parenting thing, man. I saw something. No, somebody sent me a video, okay? And on this video, it was this little boy. He had to be 2 or 3 years old. 2 or 3 years old. All right. Him and I guess that was his mother, some adult female. Yes, and I'm assuming that that was his mother. It was a woman, okay? It was a woman. And he was standing on the car center console in the car. And she was facing the steering wheel, and you see her right hand, her shoulder. Now, this little 2-3-year-old boy, there was a song playing on the radio. I can't think of the song, but it's one of those real graphic adult-type songs, right? This little boy was standing there hunching on his mama's arm. Yeah, I said it. He was hunching on his mama's arm. Now, let's get to that part right there. Hunching on his mama's arm. Now, the way I grew up, number one, I wouldn't have been standing on the centerfold of the car. That was the first thing. But number two, to stand there and hunch on her, I don't care if I was 5, 6 years old, that I've been seeing stars. You know, y'all see them things on Facebook where the kids say something wrong and they know they look like they waking up and the parents standing over them. That would have been the case. And that is what should have been the case with that little boy. That is like she was just, it really didn't look like she was moving her arms too much. As they say, gradually or softly trying to push him away, but that was it. What in the world is this parenting thing going to? That wasn't cute. That was disrespectful. Now, let's think about that. This kid, at that age, if he's doing that to his mother, just to think, what are you going to do when he get older? Because he think it's fine. Some of the things y'all parents out think is cute is not cute. It's disrespectful. It's dumb. I'm just going to call it like it is. It's just dumb. We have to do better. All these drive-by shootings, that can be stopped with a little parenting. Yeah, it could have been stopped. It still can be stopped because the only thing they do is the parents say, hey, I'm not going to be let you go out there and kill nobody. If you do, hey, I'm just going to have to turn you in. Yeah, mother's love and the father's love is something wonderful. Let's do the right thing, though. In some instances, I guess you got to put them behind bars to make sure they make it to an old right page. Too many of y'all out there trying to be a buddy, a friend, a party animal. I'm too young to be a grandmama. I'm too young to be somebody's parent. You got the baby running around there calling you sister and auntie when you're the parent, the mama, the daddy. Yeah, I'm putting it on both. We know sometimes there's circumstances that, you know, are like a little vague and funny, but in most cases, no. We got to do better in raising our kids. And this just doesn't go for one ethnicity. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. The point is, you the adult. Stop it before it gets started. You're going around there buying them things that just encourage them to go around pointing little guns and weapons at people. And they get older, get in a gang or something, and you wonder why they so comfortable with it. Because you taught them at a young age, you knucklehead. Yes, you did. Then you're up there crying, oh, he was such a nice one. No, he wasn't. He was rotten to the core because you made him rotten to the core. And that's the other thing. Quit lying. When you know your child out there doing wrong, correct it. Say it's doing wrong. Don't get out there and be trying to, oh, did he really what? Yes, he did, because you don't know what he's doing out there when you're not watching. But if you go back and see what you taught him or let him get away with at an early age, then you pretty much can figure what the heck he's doing. Look at his friends. Look who he's hanging out with. It's not that hard, is it? Heck no, it's not that hard. But you knucklehead parents make it hard because you turn your head, you close your eyes, you let the boob tube and Facebook, Instagram, and all that crap educate your kids, entertain your kids, and then you wonder why they grow up to do crazy stuff. That's why. Because you're failing on your job as a parent. The truth is the truth. Your ethnicity doesn't matter. Because right now, in this day and age, parents are failing. Period. Yes. Oh, I'm feeling so good today. Hey, y'all want to comment on anything I'm saying? Y'all know the number. 347-838-8622. Yeah. That's a fact. If you're trying to send me something on Facebook or Instagram, it's not going to work because that Facebook is down today. Hey, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's the problem with our parenting today. There is none. And then where there is an attempt to be some, y'all want to interrupt that and tell them how to do it. So, you know, it's not just the individual, it's systematic as well. Yeah, buddy. You can't go around there being your children's friend. They got enough of them running around the neighborhood and school. Why you want to be their friend? Y'all have nothing in common besides they came out your birth canal or came out your penis. That you were responsible for them. To mold them, teach them, show them. But what you want to show your child is how to twerk or how to stand up there and throw gang signs or how to hunch on your arm. That's not cute. That's not even constructive. It's destructive. Yeah. When you're your children, some of y'all out there, parents, y'all doing the same thing. So what you expect they to do? Do you know children at a young age pay attention? You really mold them without knowing you molding them? They watch every little thing you do. And 9 times out of 10, they try and emulate what you do. Think about that. Think about some of the things you have done in front of your child that you know was wrong. You should be shaking your head right now or banging it on the wall, whichever one going to knock some sense into your head, because that's the case. That is the case I am presenting today at this moment. Yeah. But y'all want to play games. Y'all want to blame on the system. Y'all want to blame on everybody else, but who the blame should be on? You. You're the one teaching. You're the one encouraging. Cussing in front of your kids. Drinking in front of your kids. What do you think your kids going to grow up to do? In most cases. Emulate the environment that they've been in. You wonder why a lot of our kids grow up and they don't know anything about financial wellness. Because that's not one of the things we teach. Instead of teaching them how to twerk, how about you teach them how to count money, how to save money, how to do interest? Come on. But some of you out there want to play the woe is me game. Oh, we so poor. Oh, the system is holding us back. Blah, 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 blah. No. You're holding yourself back because you know why? You want to go and get all that fake hair and all them fake nails. And don't talk about, that's what the men be asking. That's why. That ain't what men be asking for. That's what you want them to ask you for. Because you trying to look like some model on TV, big head Tyra Banks, or whoever, Cardi B with the fake booty or whatever. Yeah, that's what you want to be like. You want to be a role model for your kids, show your kid how to budget and live within the means that they have. No. You want to get ready every Saturday night to rock and roll and go out to the club and buy all that old fake horse hair and that fake human hair. And, yeah, spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get that stuff put in your head. And 6-7 months later, you ain't got no edges. Just nothing but forehead. But you spending all your money, and then you talking about, well, I only make so much an hour. Well, if you only make some, don't you think it's about time you get rid of that fake crap you keep putting on? I'm just saying. In search of, man. In search of, baby. Yeah. That's where we are today as a society. That is where we are. I just love this stuff, man. I just love this stuff. Parents, let's get that together. You know what I mean? Let's get it together, parents. You know, you're teaching your children some habits that they don't need to be involved in. Little girls running around here with all that hair hanging down to their butts. Why? They little girls. They don't need all that. Teaching them they have to have it so they can look pretty. You ignoramus behind person. See, I don't have to be sweet about it. I don't have to be nice about it. Just tell you like it is. In search of. Man, isn't that wonderful? All right, let's see. We got somebody want to talk to me here. That's a good thing, though, I guess. Y'all tired of listening to me. All right, Triple One, what's going on? Who I got here?
Hey there.
Hey.
Mr. Talk. Now, know you wrong. You wrong, what? Tyra Banks and her big forehead. Now, you know you wrong. Now, you know you wrong about that.
Well, she does have a big forehead. That's not a secret.
Maybe she got a bigger brain. That's why she got a bigger forehead. She has
okay,
more,
where you see the forehead first then, okay. But I'm going to give you that.
Okay, so I came in. You're really going in on the women with the weaves and the nails. I hear what you're saying. I don't particularly care for a lot of it. Some of the weaves look very natural. They're very nice. Look nice on the ladies. They don't have those fake parts and stuff. You know, it's not doing too much. And some of they have where I don't like those eyelashes where it looks like they're bird wings. You know, they're about to fly away.
I call them wings, but yeah.
But some of them are really natural. They look beautiful, and you know, they enhance the person. I don't particularly care for really long fake nails because I know there's a lot of germs up under there. You have to really, really be good with your hand washing and making sure you clean under there. And you're right. It does take a lot. It takes time. Because I used to be at the beauty shop every 2 weeks. And it might, how they are, you're not out in 2 hours. You might be out, it might take 4 hours because they rotate people, depending on what services you're getting, blah, 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 blah. The nails, if you have to keep going every few weeks to get them redone. It's time and all of that. Now, the fake eyelashes, they can put on themselves. Or if they get they can get, because I had it professionally done where they put one lash at a time years ago, and they were such nice lashes, and they looked they were just beautiful, but they were expensive, and I was actually allergic to the dye. It was, you know, so it just wasn't going to work for me. So, but, you know, back then, and that was probably like 15 years ago, I got the lashes, and it was $250. They looked beautiful, though, and they lasted for months. And they looked very natural, and none of this kind of fly away, real thick, you know, furry-looking eyelashes. But now, this is the thing. Yeah, all of that takes a lot of time. And some people are doing their own hair. You know, they're doing their own hair at home. So they're not spending money as people might think they are. They might buy the hair. They can get hair online for cheaper prices. And they can fix their own hair. In fact, I've seen YouTube videos where they're teaching women how to dye their own hair, how, you know, the weave hair or the wig hair, how to cut and style it and all that kind of stuff. It's all kind of YouTube videos. And they may not be spending as much money as you think they are on their hair, but this is the thing. That's not my thing. And I wish a lot of young black people, when they were, have been taught and educated in finances. I taught myself pretty much, and I still am learning as I go. But that wasn't taught in school, the necessity to save money, you know, take it to the bank, open up your little savings account, how to invest in the stock market, mutual funds, real estate. None of that was taught in school. And if your parents weren't teaching you, you weren't going to get it. So you're going to do what the environment does, you know, that's your norm. That's your normal. So if girls are, that's what they're doing, and that's what you're going to do. And that's what you've been programmed to do, because you're in that environment and you're looking at the videos and at the award shows, and that's what is celebrated. So women will go towards what is celebrated. Men will also do that, and that's why, on the other hand, you see these guys who are dressed disgustingly, where they have their pants sagging with dirty, nasty, stinking underwear. You see there, and I've seen men in their 50s doing that, sagging nasty pants, hair looking unkempt and horrid. They sound so remedial, like they haven't gone past the fourth grade, muttering and stuttering, and you know what I'm saying? No, I don't.
Well, Miss Lady, you know what, Miss Lady, you're right, and the men weren't spared in this show either. I'm not sparing the men either, because right.
I came in with the women. It's disgusting. One, he was huge, and he had his pants sagging. I've never smelled a woman smell like boo boo, and I've had many of these young 20-year-olds pass me with their nasty booties, whiffs of boo-boo. I mean, I don't even want to sit in a public space where they go, because that's getting on a chair. And it's just so, that's one thing you can say about the women. They might be overdoing it, but these men are really underdoing it.
You know, we're not going on the sexist thing today. We're not going to do the man versus the female. I'm including all those knuckleheads in this conversation. Every last one of them, they're not doing what they supposed to do. Now, as far as the hair, if they're doing their own, fine. If they can afford to do their own, fine. If they can afford to go out there and get it professionally done, wonderful. I'm talking about them I'm not going to call them that, those individuals that go out there, can't afford it, barely got food in their house, but they go and sit in somebody's chair for 8 hours and pay $200 to get some fake hair put in their head. What is wrong with your regular hair? See, and you said it. They have let themselves be conditioned. Nobody has sat down and told them, men or the women, because some of these men with these little twisties and dreads and stuff and braids, they need to cut that out too. You know,
they got
nobody has sat down and told them that is not a good look, number one. Number two, you know, you got children down here. You know, you got these 3 and 4 year olds walking around with dread all in their head, just heavy because all that hair on their head. Barely can afford it, just because that's
they
the style,
mess up their
or that's the way they look in my part of the country. Yeah, no, I'm talking about it's just some common sense, logical parenting. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, you learn, you live what you learn, and so that's
well,
what they've
yeah.
learned. And I hate it. I hate it when they have earrings in little boys' ears and gold chains around their neck, and I hate that too. I mean, I just think it's really, you know, that's
and
what
then,
people do.
And then here we go, here we go. And then not only have they taken parenting and let it fall below that, now you have to worry about the parent getting upset and you say, oh, that's a cute little boy. That's not a little boy. It's a blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm sorry. There's only two sexes out there, male and female. Where all this other crap come from, that's something y'all have invented. You know, but yet you continue to feed your child that nonsense because that's something you believe or you decided that what the child is going to be. That's not right either. And then the child grows
you know,
up just as confused as want to be.
I feel sorry for him. Years ago, I don't think the crack epidemic is as bad as it used to be. I don't hear about the crack epidemic anymore. I can't. But when it was really rolling, his social worker told me this woman had a baby and at the county hospital, and she, on the birth certificate, she put down Mo Money as his first name, and he said, I made her change that name. I don't know. He was a male social worker, Mo Money. She was
a crack
person.
What?
I mean, you can't expect a lot of people on out of their minds on drugs to think straight, okay? And they in that environment, and that's what they do. So at least for one good thing, she did change the name. But you know, people have a lot of issues. They've not been educated. They've grown up in dysfunction. Their environment is dysfunctional. Their schools are atrocious, you know, and so. It's, you know, young people, actually, male brains don't really stop growing until they're 25.
Stop it, Miss Lady. Stop it. Stop it, Miss Lady. Stop.
It's
stop,
true,
stop.
Though. I'm talking scientifically. So,
no,
you know, what
you
I'm
know,
saying
but see, you're trying to compare apples.
No.
I mean, you're trying to compare one against the other, and that's not what I'm talking about.
No,
I'm talking about
no,
as a group
no.
completely.
No, I'm just saying, no, that's not, I'm not trying to compare. What I'm saying is, they may look grown physically, and but emotionally, they are not grown. They are not. And so I think it's really, I mean, and then there's the Peter Pan syndrome where people don't want to grow up and become adults. They're scared. So it's a lot of issues. That's what I'm saying. If your brain isn't finished growing and you're not in your judgment, you don't have the same judgment at 20 that a lot of people than they will at 25 because your brain is. So I'm just saying it's hard to get through to people, the young and the women as well. It's hard to get through to them. Oh,
okay.
I'm gonna have to take this call. I'll call you back. I'll call in back. Okay.
Okay. All right, Miss Lady.
Okay. Bye bye. Okay.
See. We're talking about a whole, okay? We're not talking about the men or the female. Yeah, them little big head boys and men out there, call themselves men out there walking around with their pants down to their knees with the belt to hold them on. And yeah, that's no. But once again, you have to go back to what were they introduced to as a young child? You know, what made them think that was the thing the way to walk around? You know, you just the little girls up 12 and 13, if you look at them, you think they're 2 or 3, 4, 5 years older because you got them wearing makeup, the long hair, the little skimpy. I mean, these little girls. So, yeah, we talking about both ways, the boys, the girls. Yeah, they emulate what they see in their environment, parenting, grandparenting. Come on. Common sense stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. They have challenges. They have mental issues. Yeah, good excuse. Good excuse. Oh, yeah. I like that. That gives me an excuse to just do whatever, right? No, it does not. If the little boy comes out his mama cuckoo a boy, he's a boy. If the little girl comes out her mama cuckoo as a little girl, she's a little girl. Binary. What is the other stuff? I don't know. See, it's just so many of my, I can't even think of nothing but that one because there's so much stuff out there right now, and it makes no sense. And you wonder why these kids are growing up confused, lost. Because of that nonsense. Then you got our young ladies walking around there with that ring in their nose. Like they just want somebody to walk around and hook a chain to them and say, follow me. Little boys too. Tattoos all on your necks and your forehead. And where did that come from? Where did that come from? When did that become a norm? When did that become a norm? Now, yeah, my son tried to wear his pants down below his butt when he was younger, and he got jacked up quickly, very quickly. And here's the thing. He got jacked up so much, his brother started pulling theirs up too. Every time they saw me coming, because they knew what was going to happen. It's not hard. You're the adult. You're not their buddies. You're not their friends. You're supposed to be the smart one. It's an easy fix. It's an easy fix. But you out there got them children running around there shooting up neighborhoods, killing little babies and stuff. Put their behinds in jail, and you probably need to go too because you know they doing it, and you won't turn them in. It's one thing to love unconditionally, but it's another thing to love stupidly. I'm just going to say it like it is. Get mad. I don't care. You're part of the problem as well. Oh, my. Yeah. So, you know, let's stop trying to divide it up into the male-female dynamic. Because it's more than just that. You know, it is. It's the parenting dynamic that is failing these children these days. Yeah, because kids are baby goats or something like that. So I say children. No, let the child be the child. You know, let the child be the child. And you be the adult. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay to laugh and have fun with your child. And I'm not saying be all grouchy and mean to them. But have some standards. Teach them something. You both can't be in the club at the same time. Even probably some of y'all try. Got them standing in front of people singing Bruno Mars, open the door, leave the door open. Like, they really know what that song means. But you got them out there entertaining your people because you think they can sing and they're really sounding horrible. Yes, I'm just going to call it like it is. Ross, how am I doing? Am I all right? Y'all, I'm doing okay out there. You know, if I'm doing okay, y'all let me know. Yeah, you know, y'all know I go to the side sometimes. But yeah, I think sometimes this is a conversation that we needed to have a long time ago. Yeah. And you wonder why your children out there making dumb decisions when they get pulled over by officers and stuff. Not to say that all officers are correct either. However, as I have said before, sometimes our own actions causes a reaction that is not in the best of our interests. But that's who you want to blame until you see the actual footage and you realize that there was a dumb decision made because you have never sat down and actually had a conversation with your child about how they supposed to act, and you let these play music rapper people tell them how they supposed to act. You get pulled over for a taillight, but you decide to run. Why? It's a taillight. If you're riding dirty, then take your medicine. No better. Some of you. But once again, I guess that goes back to the way you were raised. Maybe you don't know no better. Now, I know there's some instances where some of them were raised okay. They just made bad decisions. It happens. Okay. That happens. But in the majority of the case, no. They just making bad decisions because they think that's the coolest thing to do. Because they done heard you, the parent, talk crazy like that, and you done let them sit there and watch all them videos play Grand Theft Auto where they can do anything they want to, and they think that's possible in real life. No, it's not. Bullets are real, and they do kill. It's just simple things like that. But then you want to get mad. You want to get upset. You should go and beat your head up against the wall because you're the one who caused it. If you honestly sit back and look at the way you raised that child. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. All right. I'm going to quit beating on that. I'm going to quit beating on that because, you know, that's, oh, boy. I can go a long way with that. Only thing I'm saying, y'all, let's do better as parents, okay? Let's do better as grandparents. It's not going to hurt you to sit down and talk to your child. It's not going to hurt you to sit down and educate them just a little bit. We already see what the education system is doing. They limiting what they learning. Which is a problem within itself. But instead of you as the parent correcting some of that nonsense by looking at what kind of homework they're doing, you know, and that's another thing. Since when schools limit how much homework they give the child? You know, they got too much homework to do, so we only going to limit it to one night of homework, one a week. What kind of nonsense is that? And you as the parent, you don't question it. Give them something else to do. Instead of letting them sit there and play Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto and Madden and NBA 3000 and all that other crap they be playing on them games that you done went and spent $500 on, that you could have went and got a savings bond. You could have went put some food in your freezer. You could have went saved something. But no, you going out there and get a $500 game system that a year from the time you bought it is going to be obsolete. Let's be real here. Let's be real. Get it on, baby. Oh, Lord. Hold on. We got somebody else. All right, Ross, talk to me. It's been a minute.
Hey. You got a point. when you were saying, you know, they're limiting the homework or whatever, because the goal, and we've said this before many times, the goal of the school system isn't to educate our children anymore. It's to get them to pass those standardized tests so the school can get a great grade. They need that A. They need that B, you know, so they can keep those federal funds coming in. They ain't caring about whether your child really learning or not. They care about those that residual income coming from the federal government, keeping that grade up. Yeah, if your child learning or not, that's why it's so easy to throw them out of school and find reasons to expel them or to label them as unteachable,
mm-hmm.
rather than really trying to educate them. See, and like you said, it goes all the way back to parenting because, you know, oh, one day of homework, and what is this? You know, it's a doggone shame when there are public school systems this day in the middle of the year. When school started back in August, then they still don't have school books. Talking about school books on back order. Teachers still ain't got school supplies for their classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say they waiting on the money to be divvied out to the schools, to the teachers. You know, so if they don't come out of pocket or if the parents don't get it, guess what? They ain't got it. So you know, if the parents don't step in and begin to teach their children, begin to teach their grandchildren, you know, just basic life skills like you were talking about, the financial planning and the financial part, you know, and all of this stuff. And you cannot depend on other people to teach your children what you desire for them to know. And if you don't know, go learn it yourself and then bring it back to them. Because at the end of the day, it's truly your responsibility, you know, to make them the best men and women that they can possibly be. Because ain't nobody going to care about them and ain't nobody going to be concerned about them like you are, you know. And,
yeah.
And the thing is, if you're not concerned, who the hell else is going to? Who is going to be concerned? We give people, others, I should say, too much responsibility in the education of our children. And we don't know what the heck they're teaching them. You know, everybody been up in arms and all over, you know. I ain't just talking about Caucasian people. I'm talking about black people as well, other people, just people in general. Been all up in arms about this critical race theory and all of that, teaching that. I don't want my kids to know that. I don't know none of that. Okay, but you want them to learn about World War One. You want them to learn about the Holocaust. You want them to learn about Nazi Germany. That's all a part of history. What difference does it make? What's the difference between people being slaves, you know, and counted less than learning about Hitler and taking people, you know, into concentration camps and gas ovens? What's more horrific? I think it's equal. I don't think there is a difference, you know. It's the degradation of human life. It's the same thing.
Say that word again.
Know,
the what? Degradation?
The degradation of human life.
Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
You know, it's the same thing. You don't value human life. That's all it means. You're not valuing human life. You're telling these people they less than. You're telling these people they don't want to live. Just like everybody all up in arms about this, you know, abortion thing and Texas reversing their abortion bill is still a human life. Yeah, I get the pro-choice thing, but you don't understand. Nobody talks about why Margaret Sanger established Planned Parenthood in the first place.
Well,
you know,
tell us, why did Margaret Sanger establish?
She wanted to kill every human life that she thought was not supreme.
Oh, my.
Every person of color, every person that she thought was less than, everybody to me that might have a learning disability or a handicap or whatever. She figured that people like that didn't need or didn't deserve to have babies. So she wanted them sterilized either voluntarily or involuntarily. That's why Planned Parenthood were put in minority neighborhoods.
Wow.
And then when the government came after her for the things that she was doing, she left the country. Nobody tells you that.
She left the country. Did she run? Really?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Read
Get
it.
Out of here.
Read the history. Read
Get
the
out
history.
Of here.
It's all right there in black and white.
She didn't
she
run.
Did. And you know, and they lauded her. You know, even the Catholic Church was after her. Nobody talks about that.
Oh, man. If the Catholic Church gets after you, it's on and popping.
You know, but nobody talks about that. See? So when we're talking about educating our children, you know, it's a plethora of information out there that they are not being exposed to. And mm-hmm. they're just staying, keeping them in the here and now, you know, like mm-hmm. this is all it is. And like they say, all this fake news that's out there on Fox News and everywhere else and on the internet. No, baby, come here. Let me tell you what you're looking at. I do that to my grandchildren all the time. You know, we was driving back the other day and Kehlani was talking about Halloween and stuff. I said, now, do you know why people celebrate Halloween? She was like, to dress up in costumes and get candy. I say, no, honey, that's not it. And I broke it down for her. I told her. She's like, wow, I didn't know that. That's why I know. That's why you got me.
And you know, that's a nice segue into the Halloween thing. You know, and that's the other dumb thing that people do. Look, tell them what it is. But you so-called religious folk, y'all coming up with all these creative names, Hallelujah Night, and what is it, Halloween in a trunk, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, you can change, as they say, you can put lipstick on a pig, but guess what? It's still a freaking pig, people. You're still celebrating the dang on pagan holiday. I don't care what you call it, how you try to twist it. It's the same thing. You're doing the same thing. Quit playing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's fact, right?
That is.
Yeah.
I said that on my show Saturday. It don't matter how you dress it up. It's still what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and just quit lying to these children. Quit lying to yourself. Your children are not missing out on anything. You buy them candy and stuff, doggone, every day of the year. Your children are being treated. Your grandchildren
Hopefully.
Are being treated.
Hopefully.
You know, and more than likely, you know, you are. You ain't going to hold no good parents, decent parents. You know, most of the time, if their kids go to the store, you go to the grocery store. You know, Mom, can I get some candy? Daddy, can I get some candy? Yeah, get one thing. Okay, you know, or like my grandchildren, they got a whole snack cabinet full of stuff. All they got to do is ask and they have something, and they can go in there and get it. Now, we don't overdo it because y'all ain't going to be bouncing off the walls in here. You know, you already have a million and one question normally. So we're not going to be doing that, but in moderation, you know, it's there if they want it. So they ain't got to go out there putting they life, health, and strength at risk for one night of the week just to say, I got this much candy. Listen, baby, let's go to Walmart or wherever. We can get you a big old plethora of candy. It'd be the same thing that you going out there begging door to door for. Y'all not doing that. Y'all not doing that. Don't be so afraid to tell your children no and to set boundaries. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, look, not only your children, not only your children, but other people's children as well.
Exactly.
See? You got to get that piece in there, too. You know, because your children pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and nobody just truly want to be honest. Listen, stop trying to be their friend, as you said earlier, and be parents. Be real parents. Now, as far as your little video somebody sent you with the little boy hunching on mama on, oh, he would have been unconscious in that front seat. He would have been quiet all the rest of the way home or wherever we was going.
Oh, look, that's the same thing I said. That is the same thing I said. Oh, no. Yeah. There is no way.
And when we got to the house, we would have had a long conversation. I don't know, as my kids used to say, you know, mama, just thank me. Don't talk to me. Just thank me, please. Don't put me on punishment. Just give me a spanking. No. You're going to have the conversation, and you're going to be on punishment. I'm gonna take this part of your life away from you, because you'll remember the next time. Don't do this foolishness. Ain't nobody playing with you. We don't do this. It's just some things we ain't gonna do.
Yeah, buddy.
And my kids in their 30s and early 40s, and they still be talking about that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm glad you didn't let me do such and such, because, man. Yeah, I know. It's just some things, like I said, we not going to do. That's okay for your friends.
Right.
But not here. Not living.
I love it. Not living. See, I brought you in. I sure will take you out.
Exactly. You know, I mean, don't be so afraid to set boundaries and to tell your children no. You don't never know who life you might be saved. Life you say might be your own. Because, I mean, we read a newspaper almost every day here lately where some child has shot, and they're getting younger and younger. What are the elementary school kid doing with a gun to kill their parents? What the hell are you playing with a gun? Why? If they playing with a loaded gun, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with these parents? I don't get it.
Because they see that they see them same parents. A lot of times they see them parents on their little Instagram pages or Facebook pages, you know, posing with the weapon or what have you. Like they just, you know, super bad. So the child don't understand that you posing and you got the safety on or your hand is not on the trigger or whatever, you know. So they get it and they want to play because you done foolishly left it out or somewhere they can get their hands on it. And let's be honest, children at a certain age, they find everything. If it ain't out of their reach, they will find it.
Exactly. You know? And that's what I'm saying.
So there, once again.
And then too, let's not just look at the kids. Look at this crazy parent. This lady shot her 12-year-old twice. Shot him twice. Kill the boy. Talking about he took her charger. For real?
He took a charger.
A doggone charger. A charger. That he took a charger.
Get out of here.
He
for
took
real?
A charger. The boy telling her after she shot him the first time, he told her, "Mama, I didn't see the charger. I didn't see it." First she was, you know, beating him up in the car. The guy now she said, "I didn't see it. I haven't seen your charger." She shot him again and killed him and called her relatives and told them about it. And that's when they called the police and the baby died. And then they gonna say, "Well, we know she been paranoid for a while. Then if y'all knew that heifer was paranoid, why in the hell didn't y'all go over there and get that baby? Why didn't y'all call somebody beforehand? Over a charger, a phone charger, a battery charger, whatever it was. Come on now. See, these are the types of things, you know, that you got parents and grandparents, and you know that parent ain't stable. Protect that child. The hell with that adult. Protect that child. That adult will be all right once they get back on their medication or once they get help. But if you know, that's the crazy part. See, that's the crazy part. I don't get it. And like you say, love do hide a multitude of sins, but God gave everybody common sense.
He might
have gave everybody a measure of faith, but he gave everybody common sense. Use it. Come on now. But see, I just think the thing is that, you know, as I said, people don't value human life. They don't value people anymore. We're so far removed with all of this social media and everything, you know, that people don't know people, you know, and aren't close to people as we used to be. You know, when we was growing up, all them old people knew who almost every child in the neighborhood belonged to. They knew.
And they knew the history of the parents as well.
And that's what I was going to say. And if you did anything in that neighborhood, you better believe by the time you got home, your parents already knew about it. I don't know. You talking about a cell phone. Them people had speed dial back in them days. I'm telling you, telepathy or something.
I like that speed dial.
Man, yeah. I'm telling you, you two minutes away from your house, and when you get home, your mom and your grandma standing there on the porch with a switch waiting on you. Man, Robinson told me you was talking back to her. I ain't said nothing to that lady. She said you rolled your eyes at her. Okay. Hey, my eyes. I wish you would. I wish you would say that. You won't be talking tomorrow. See, and that's just it.
Right, right.
That is just it. You know, there's no respect, you know, even for adults anymore from children, because that's not taught. That's not instilled. You know, you don't be talking to my baby like that. That ain't your child. Oh, Lord.
Say it ain't so.
You know.
Because you know it's true.
And then they be ready to fight. They be ready to fight you over something. You trying to correct their child, baby. Don't play in the street like that. Cars coming up and down here. Don't be talking to my baby like that. You ain't their mama. I'm their mama. If I told them they could play over there, they, okay, well, let your damn child get hit by a car. Hell. I'm trying to help them out.
Show you're right. You're telling the truth. You are. Those are facts.
That's foolishness, you know. And you be like, all right. And that's why people don't say anything. That's why they say, oh, no, I ain't getting involved. I ain't getting involved because people are ignorant. People are ignorant. Ignorant these days, you know.
Yeah.
And that's in essence, is a real big part of the problem. See, because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. They say, see something, say something. But then when you do say something, you know, you got all these other people, you know, talking about don't say nothing to my child. It ain't your business and all this stuff. All right, I'm staying in my house. But then time something happened, do you know? I don't know nothing. You told me not to stay nothing to your kids, stay out your business, or that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, until they try to go out there and do something and shot somebody, or they try to get hurt, then all of a sudden, did you see anything? Oh, now
exactly.
You want me to pay attention to what happened to your child. Right?
No. You told me to mind my own business. I say nothing to your children, so I ain't saying nothing. I ain't seen nothing, and I ain't saying nothing. I don't even know. I pray for you. I don't know.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know.
And that's just it. That's just it. If it's going to start, if it's going to stop, if things are going to change, we've got to renew our minds and renew those values in and of ourselves first. That's not good enough that your child is educated, you know. But it's just not good enough that my child is educated or whatever. I want somebody else's child to know if they struggle. You know.
That reminds me of what was that movie? Boys in the Hood. I don't know if y'all remember when Lawrence Fishburne walked to that corner and explained to the young men that were standing around there holding the 40s and, you know, with the slippers on.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
When he was breaking it down, you know, how the neighborhood is being degentrified and, you know, why there's a liquor store in every corner. You know, it's just that easy. You'd be surprised at the lives and the things that you can touch just by doing stuff like that. You know, just having a conversation. Sometimes some of them children out there, they want somebody to sit down and talk to them. They want someone to talk to.
They want some guidance.
Yes.
They want some guidance. They want something different.
Exactly.
You know, but they don't have an avenue, you know, for something different. Because at school, oh, man, they're getting passed along. They're getting looked over. They're getting looked at as problem children, you know. Rather than somebody saying, man, you smarter than that. You fall in the wrong crowd. You know, you better than that. You know? But if the only thing they hear, if the only thing that they hear that this is all you are, or the only opportunity they being presented is, you know, less than what they think they are in their mindset or what their dreams are, you know, that's what they're going to settle for. That's all they're going to settle for, because they can't see any options. If there are no options presented, what are they going to strive for? What do they have to look forward to when they keep being put in a box? You know?
Not put in a box.
When they keep being put in the box, when the limitations are set, and every time they go beyond, there's somebody pushing back in. They shoo them back in like chickens in a coop. You know, you got this one little chicken, you know, that's always at the coop trying to run across the street or run somewhere else, you know, just to see what's out there. You know, you remember why did the chicken cross the road to see what was on the other side? You know, you got one of the children like that want to see what other options do I have, because I know there's more to life than this. But you discourage them, but all they see is discouragement, you know, and nobody is allowing them to expand their horizons, to see something different than the norm. See, and adults, you know, as a community, that's what we ought to be doing. But see, we got so many.
Don't say it. Don't hold back.
We got so many people, as we was talking about earlier. If you try to help them, you know, they get all defensive and offensive. You know, like you trying to take over their child. Or you trying to show them up or something, which is the most asinine thing I ever heard in my life. I just don't get it.
Showing who up? The child?
The parent.
What? The parent trying to show the child up?
No. If you go to somebody and you see their child is having a problem, their child need clothes, or their child need whatever, they need help because they're not doing good in school, and you say, well, let them come over with my son and my daughter because they're good in math, and they can do their homework together, and they can have dinner over here, and I'll make sure they're home by 6 or whatever. You know, now we don't need nothing from you. You know, you try to act like you're better than us.
And you know it happens, right? No, you know it happens.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time, and it makes no sense. It makes
none.
No sense whatsoever.
Stupidity.
No, ain't nobody trying to show you. Hell, if you want to come too, you can come too. And then another thing, you know, you got to be aware, you know, because you can't leave your child with everybody. Because,
right.
You know, you got all these perverts and stuff out undercover. But that's even in school. That's everywhere you go. So you have to be watchful and mindful, you know. But just don't be stupid. Go with them. Nobody said that you can't go with your child. And there are resources out there that can help if you paying attention to the issues that your children are having. But like you said, when you just let them sit in front of an idiot box, you know, play games all day or watch videos all day, what are they learning?
See,
you know,
I mean,
when they can sing the lyrics of some stupid rap song, or they can dance, you know, the latest dance off a TikTok video, or tell you the different episodes on every anime show, but then they can't pass a spelling test.
Can't pass a spelling
they
test,
can't,
huh?
They reading comprehension is so low, you know, that if they read the story, they can't tell you, they can't write a paragraph on what that story was about. But let them watch your video, they can tell you everything about that. That's a problem. That's an issue.
That's a big issue.
Big issue. That's an issue.
Yeah.
And see, and those are the types of things that, you know, we need to pay attention to. What's wrong with them watching a educational video? Yes, there's some street, and you know those other things ain't what it used to be. Because when we was growing up, Ernie and Bert was friends. Now they love us. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't
get it. What is that about? What in the heck is that about?
I don't even know.
It's one thing to be progressive and what have you, and you know, but really? Is that taking it? Yeah, really? Really? And you wonder why our kids are so freaking confused, right? You wonder why they're confused.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
And see, it's things like that that we have to be aware of and have a conversation about, and not just sit them in a room and let them watch what they want to watch. You know, no, baby, no. Y'all can't watch that, because y'all know a man is a man and a woman is a woman. We don't go there. We don't do the alphabet people, okay? We don't do the alphabet people. That's all right.
Not
for
the
them.
Alphabet people.
That's all. Yes. It changes every week. I don't even know. So we just call them the alphabet people. We be too afraid. Everybody's talking about equality and diversity and, you know, and somebody in discrimination against this group and discrimination against that group. Damn it, hell. I ain't got nothing to do with what goes on out there. But as for this house, we ain't doing none of that. We going to honor what the Bible says. We going to serve the Lord to the best of our ability. Now, how you do it is how you do it. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Look, it's amazing that you brought up the alphabet people, because you know I'm gonna tell you about Lil Nas X, you know, Mr. whatever the heck he is. But
one of the children showed me that little photo shootout where he's sitting in his wedding gown and look like he's pregnant or whatever. And my baby
but
said,
wait.
Can a man get prayer? I said, no, baby. No, he can't. No, baby.
Well,
no.
But why did this idiot come out and say, being gay is no fun no more. He misses women. What in the world? What does that tell you?
Nick,
you know, what kind of nonsense is
hell.
That?
He confused as hell. He confused as hell and just out there. Going whichever way he can go to make some money, to make some dollars. You done sold your soul to the devil to make some dollars.
See? And there it is right there. Because the music exec, that's what they, oh yeah, you can make some money doing this. All right, yeah, let's go that direction. Instead of, you know, because he's an adult at the time, you know, instead of saying, no, that's not what I'm going to do, you chasing that dollar. And, you know, that old man a dollar. So, yeah,
exactly.
I'll go ahead and degrade myself. Yeah, but eventually the fame is going to run out. But you stuck with that reputation. Oh, now you missing women, right?
No. See, and what woman in their right mind want you now? I mean, it might be some out there. I don't know. I'm not from that generation, so it very well may be. But no.
Oh, there's somebody. There's somebody. There's somebody. Look. There's somebody. They probably what I'm looking for? Binary or you know, in between or whatever the heck they classifying themselves. One of them bits, as you say. Yeah, somebody want
one of them alphabet
if it's just
people.
For the money.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, one of them alphabet people. You're right.
Yeah. Come on now. You know this. those are who our children look up to, because that's what we sit there and let them look up to.
Not
you
my
know?
Children and not my grandchildren.
Nope.
Nope.
That is so funny.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But, I mean, but you know, I said that it's so funny, but I honestly know it's a sad state. It's a very, very sad state. So parents, come on, y'all, let's do a little bit better, parents. We can do it. We can do it. You know, but change starts with you. It has to start with
exactly.
you. It can't start with no outside organization. It can't start with your pastor that you so in love with. Yeah. Or your priest is back there probably trying to molest your child. Yeah. So, hey, come on, parents. That's your job. You had the children. You had the children. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Yeah. Now, while I got you on here, you know, because here goes something I know we can talk about on this one. And let's talk about this voting thing. You know, everybody's talking about this voting thing. These states, the legislatures, basically Republican legislature, are passing these different laws. Okay. All right. Yes, they are restrictive. Yes, they are really, really restrictive in some of the cases. Now, common sense, in search of common sense. If you already knew this was going to happen, how about you stop complaining and you just get out there and get these people that need to be registered, need to get ID. See, once again, need to get ID so they can vote and get them to doing this stuff instead of waiting till the last minute. Then you want to gripe and complain because, oh, it's so restricted. Well, what you think was going to happen? This is a cycle. It happens every time. When the Republicans lose, they change the laws. When the Democrats win or lose, they change the laws. What you think was going to happen? Duh. Where's the common sense here? It's easy. It's an easy fix. It's an easy fix. You know, it is. And once again, I go back to stop letting these people put you in the category of what party you want to be in. You know, make up your own freaking mind. I think there should be a petition started to stop making you determine what party you're affiliated with when you go to vote in these primaries. You shouldn't have to worry about that. You go in there to vote for the right person that's going to represent you, not because you're a part of the Republican or you're a part of the Democrat, you know, doo-doo head or whatever the heck come out in the next 10 minutes. You're supposed to be voting for somebody that's going to represent you, not. Okay. I almost started a sermon there. But anyway. Anyway, that what needs to happen. I'm going to see how you get a petition started there. Because that is the only way you're going to fix this and start eliminating those D's and R's or whatever party affiliation that they put next to their name. Stop doing that. And maybe, maybe, people will start actually finding out what these people stand for and what their backgrounds are and put people in there that's going to represent the citizens of this country, not because they are part of what word am I looking for here? A collective
group.
Yeah, a collective that wants things one way. But then again, you got this group inside that group that don't want it like that. So blah, 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 blah. So every day, every year, every month, we go through the same rigmarole. Nothing happens. Everybody argues. And the people that lose are the citizens, not the politicians. Because if they stop the money from being going out, the budget don't go through, and they shut down the country, they still getting paid. They are still getting paid.
Right.
The citizens not, but they are. But aren't they classified as citizens as well? So why are they still getting paid? See, that is the problem with this system. And nobody wants to take it. Everybody, they overlooks that. They want to argue about Social Security and this and that and the other. But they continue to make money. They don't want to give people health care. But they get some of the best health care in the world right there. So come on. Where's the logic in this? But we, the citizens, we continue to let it happen. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's what I'm saying. It's easy. if a normal Joe like me can figure that out, why can't these people up there that's getting paid all this money by the lobbyists and the big corporations and all that good stuff? Oh, I'm sorry, that's why. Because they're getting paid by these other people. Screw what you people down here want until it's election time. And then we come have our town halls. Then we come and not walk through your neighborhoods and knock on your door, leave pamphlets and stuff flying through your yard because we want to hear what you have to say then. Why? You're not going to do anything then just like you didn't do anything before. Why are you wasting my time? Next. You know, that's what we ought to play with them. Next. Next. You know, there used to be a show, a dating show like that called Next. When did you, okay, you didn't make the cut. Next. You know, and maybe somewhere down the line we'll fix it. Maybe not in this lifetime, my lifetime, your lifetime, but somebody's lifetime it'll be fixed. Woo! Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm having so much fun. But, yeah. That, I mean, come on, y'all. It's easy to do. It's easy. But for some reason, they make it so difficult. And everybody want to stand in front of the camera and go, yeah, for the people, and we're looking out for. No, you're not. You're not looking out for the people. You can care less about the people, the real people. You know, because the real people down there working, struggling for those that want to work. And let me, you know, and that's another thing. Let's put some common sense on this. There's jobs out there, but nobody want to work because they're not getting paid enough. Well, if you got $11 an hour skill, why you think you're going to get paid $15, $16 an hour? You barely can write your name, but you want $15, $16 an hour. You better take your butt in there and flip them burgers, do whatever you want you do so you can take care of your family and your people. And then if you live within your means and save your money, you'll be able to move up, go to school. You'll be able to move up. But now you want to sit back there and try and collect all this, what you consider free money, which if you ain't figured it out by yet, the government gives you nothing free. Nothing. Nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing. But you want to sit there and you want to go and try and get people to pay you for the skills you don't have. Get out of here with that nonsense. If you want to make $15 an hour for doing something, then go to one of them states that have raised their minimum wage to that. Go ahead. And hopefully, you can find them that is, you know, your skill level. But until then, hey, do what you got to do to take care of your child. Stop depending on others to take care of you. And the bad thing is some of y'all don't even have children, and you still complain and want to sit on your behinds. Well, here's a news flash. You want to make $15 an hour? You want free health care? You want to have three hots in a cot? Join the military. It's guaranteed then. But I guarantee you, you're going to pay, you're going to work for it. Now, that's an option. You can even go to college. The Army will pay for it. The military will pay for it. Yeah, that is right there. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have that much courage in you, right? Don't you just love the irony of that? Woo! What you got to say, Ross? Anything before I bring the next person in?
Hey, that's your area. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That right there was not my life choice. It wasn't even an option.
Look, I'm telling you. You know, you sit back and you look and people running around here talking about, I'm so poor, I can't find a job. No, it's not that you can't find one. You don't want what's out there that's available for you. That's what that is, because you think you deserve more, but you don't have the skill for more, you know?
And in some cases, that is very true.
Yes.
That is very true, because they've been brainwashed to think that, like that song used to say, money for nothing and your kicks for free. Okay, keep listening to that foolishness. It don't work like that in real life.
No, look, there's truck driver jobs available. I mean, there's plenty of truck driving schools. Hey, they looking for drivers.
But then
they get basically giving licenses away. Huh?
But then the excuse is, I don't want to be away from home like that.
Uh-huh.
See, there's always an excuse. No, the thing is, you don't really want to work hard. That's what it is. You don't really want to work hard.
You say any excuse is better than none, huh?
Yeah, you don't really want to work hard. That's what it is. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to be successful, you know, and you not up before noon any day?
See? Yeah.
Who's gonna hire you?
Who's
gonna hire you? What interview are you going on?
That is so true. That is so true.
You know, it's just a couple of things to take into consideration. You know, when you're talking about, I don't want this job, or I don't want that job. No, you don't want to work hard.
Mm.
And you forget the world don't owe you anything.
Don't owe you a dang old thing. Yep, you're right.
See, you're the one that's looking for the job. The employer is looking for an employee. He already got people in there working. Somebody is going to come in there who really want to work and who really desires to maintain their household, you know, and they're going to do a good job, and they're going to move up. While you know, trying to play the game and act like you want to work and just do enough to get by.
Hmm. Ain't that the truth?
As they say, I've heard some people say, just do enough to keep benefits. What happened to, I'm getting off this system and I'm going to make it on my own? What happened to that?
Oh, come on now. You know what happened to that. That does not exist. It's free money. I don't have to do anything. That's the mindset.
No, it ain't.
Because somebody done told them, done fed them that good line. Oh, this all you got to do. You really ain't got to do nothing. Just go in there and like you've been looking for a job, and then they just go ahead and continue giving it. That's why I'm glad they're beginning to cut that nonsense off. For all the ones out there that didn't need it, that were getting over on it, oh, yeah, you got to put up a shut up now. Or we see you walking in the park somewhere out there with a can in your hand. I know that's harsh, but that's the truth of it. You know, if you're not disabled, hey, get out there and work. You know, sometimes you got to get in on the bottom floor before you can reach the dang on penthouse. Some of y'all just want to go straight to the penthouse and act like you just balling. Oh, you have all the skills. You won't have the balling mindset. Get your butt in there and work and flip some fries or what have you. It's okay. It's a job. Now, I'm just saying that. Hey, go and be a greeter at Walmart. Walmart pay good. Shoot. Yeah, they work the smile out of you. But, hey, they'll hire you. Huh?
And they have decent benefits.
Okay, see? But, no, you want to walk around here and try and floss with something you don't have. It's okay. Hard head make a soft behind. That's what I've been told when I was a kid. And sometimes it was demonstrated. Surely enough. Stop the madness. I mean, really. Let's be honest here. That's true. But anyway, let me go ahead and bring Pianki in. Let me get his two cents in. Woo! All right, Pianki. Welcome to the show. How you doing? What you got?
I'm doing fine. Happy to hear from you. And, you know, I have to say I agree with Ms. Ross on what she said. She was spot on or dead on, however you want to call it nowadays.
That's a good thing.
And you too, Eric, the point you made about these freebies that's been going out in these last 6 to 7 months, I'm happy to see them come to an end too. People can't get folks to come into the daggone job. got hiring signs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the heck came up with that damn idea?
Yeah, who came up with that idea? Some politician, because they thought that was the thing. I mean, okay, let's be honest. At one point, it may have been necessary. But now, here we are. No, it's not necessary anymore. You know, you're using, don't get me started on this vaccine thing. You know, now, don't get me started on that, whether you want to wear a mask or not. Heck, I don't care whether you wear one. I don't care if you get the shot or not. That's your business. But if you work for somebody and they say that's what they want you to do, you got a decision to make. You going to work for them or you going to go out and try and find something else? Whichever one, hey, you going to have to do something. So whatever. We don't want to hear about it, though. I don't want to hear about it because that's your decision. You know,
the
pros and you know the cons. You know, it's just that
simple. I agree with you. You know, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm sick of letting these Afghan refugees come into this country. I was reading where a bunch of them walked off a military base and came back. I said, I guess they took a Sunday stroll. But, you know, and they haven't even been vetted. Haven't had no vaccinations or nothing. You know, you think they may be coming, walking off, gathering someplace in order to form a fifth column, Eric? You don't know who they are.
You know, when it comes to that, hey, that's the story of America. That's America. You know, those are the people that suppose helped. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know. These are the people that supposedly, them and their families, that supposedly helped the United States while we were in Afghanistan. So we made an obligation to help bring safety. Now, see, here's the rub on that. Why would you make a guarantee to somebody's family like that if you didn't know what was going to happen once you decided to leave? See, once again, you got all this rigmarole, but nobody sat down and thought about the common thing about it. You already know what was going to happen if you started pulling out. It's a big secret. That's why a couple of administrations before that didn't do it, because they already knew what was going to happen. Now, I give Biden credit. He did it. Yeah, trust me. They knew what was going to happen. The only thing they had to do was look at Iraq. Without a doubt. So, you know, I give them credit for that. Now, the other problem is you got a pandemic going on in your country. You're bringing all these other people over. Okay. Now you're creating another issue all in itself. But once again, in the big picture, it's going to be okay. Because they know what they're doing, Bianchi. They really do. The common sense side of it says they know what they're doing because they had this set up all the time beforehand anyway. Yeah, you can go back and say, well, you know, this withdrawal was planned under Trump, and Biden just went ahead and pulled the trigger on it. Now, this plan had been in place some years before that, because this government never does anything on the spur of the moment. No, that doesn't happen like that. Because the powers be ahead of it. So they already knew what was going to happen as soon as they decided to pull out. They knew what was going to happen. What happened
you one thing.
And now see, the underside of this was they could never figure out how they can get that buried lithium out of Afghanistan. See, people forgot about that part of Afghanistan. See, they couldn't figure out how to do it. So after a while, they had to pull out. Because you had Russia and China putting pressure on them. They ain't going to talk about that part of it either. But anyway, see, that's the political nonsense that goes on that the normal Joe has no idea that's happening. You know, you're just reading what's on Fox and CNN and all that other crap. But, yeah. Anyway, go ahead,
well,
Bianca. I'm sorry. I just went on a tangent then.
Like these other refugees, like these Haitians. Haitians need to go. Haitians should have went back to their country. You know, back in 2010. You heard the thing about the $500,000 collected for houses, and they only built five houses. But Haiti has received like $5.4 billion since the 2010 earthquake. And these groups that's wandering around, as reported by one of them, they traveled through 11 countries over that period of time. So why didn't they stay in those countries? Better yet, why didn't they go to Dominican Republic, which is right on the other end of the island.
Because no one has forced any countries, any of their country, including the United States, to abide by that international law. That once that person, somebody into your country, you're supposed to give them asylum if they're running from, you know, corruption or whatever. But nobody enforces that. That's why you have
but
an issue
not
with
running from corruption. They were running from. They say they're running from hardships. You don't run from hardships.
Same
you
difference. Caused
in the
by
United
corruption.
United States gave Haiti this year, Eric, $268 million to
you know, but
work
Bianchi,
on this problem.
Yeah, yeah. But if you
but
have puppets,
that's up to that country's government.
But see, that is what I was about to say. If you have puppets in place and they're corrupt, and you know they're not passing the money down, and this is not nothing new either. Look at what was going on in Africa when they're supposed to be sending all that food over there. The food never made it to the villages. Why? Because either they were supposedly robbed, or they just didn't arrive, didn't get passed out. So
well, here's the next thing.
Once again, common sense tells you this is nothing new. Nobody just wants to fix it. That's all that is. What's the next
thing? People talk about brain drain. Well, if you keep letting people walk out of the country and come into yours, isn't that not a brain drain? And guess what? If the population in that island in Haiti gets down to a certain level, then these other countries are going to come in and exploit them, especially France. These able-bodied men that we see in these pictures should be back there helping to clean up and to rebuild. And another point, you cannot bring food and vegetation into the United States, any other countries in some cases. So when you're trying to going into Mexico, buying food and vegetation, you're going to walk across the Rio Grande River and try to enter into the United States, they're going to stop you. Hey, they stopped me coming through JFK when I was coming from an African country. And I had in my suitcase some avocados because in that country, avocado grows as big as a grapefruit. But they took my avocado, Harry, because I didn't have it declared for one thing. And they said, you can't bring this vegetation into the U.S. And also, guess what? If you've been around cattle, livestock, they want to know.
Yeah.
Because they would test you for pests. Take you in a room if necessary. Take your clothes off and wash them.
Yeah.
Make
disease
you shampoo
and what
your hair.
Have you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But see,
that's the thing. The normal Joe doesn't know. Don't want to know.
Yeah, but why come they don't know this? Heck, man, I didn't have to go look under a rock for this information.
When you used to get fed information with a spoon.
Complain about it and say how awful it is.
Because that's all they know. They looked at some major news network, and that's what they were shown, so that's what everybody ran with. But, yeah, they have no idea.
Everybody has been exposed to that knowledge. And then there
hey, I'll tell you something else.
And then there are some that who just choose not to know.
Well, you got that right, Ross. And look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, he said those players that don't get vaccinated, the team should kick them off the team. No, the team should fire them. Right?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
You hear nothing, no complaints about that. But when Donald Trump said those players that don't stand for the national anthem, the team should fire him, oh, baby, he was called racist and everything else. What's the difference? There ain't no difference.
Yeah.
Same thing.
The difference was who said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's
right
the difference. And I'm just going to leave it right there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to leave it right there. I'm going to tell you what the difference is. Number one, Kareem is right. You know, I agree with him on that. Because like I said, you're employed by that individual, and that's what the standards are. If you don't want to do it, okay. You made millions. You made millions over your contract.
Well, these new standards.
So
see, these weren't the standards
when
they sign on.
Well, you're still under contract, though. Just
yeah,
simple.
But the contract. See, here's the thing.
Well,
with what
if the union
when they wrote
don't
the contract,
fight, look,
what,
if the union, if their union don't fight it, then hey, do what you got
to
do.
I agree with you.
Pockets,
the union's
as he's saying to Army, do what your pockets can afford. Just
like the nurses. Like the nurses. I wonder where's the unions at on them. They suppose you firing American nurses and bringing in Puerto Ricans? Come on now. And then people that's using religious exemption, like me, I'm a minister with the Universal Life Church. So I'm a minister, and I say it's against my religion to contaminate my body, which is the house of the Lord, with foreign substances like that vaccine. Well, they don't honor that.
Well, you got to prove it. You got to prove it.
Well, I prove it. I got a card.
They ain't proving it. That's just saying you're a minister. What that got to do with anything?
That's all. The concept
of employment.
The Constitution says, I don't have to prove it. I'm just, wait a minute. Muhammad Ali didn't have to prove it.
That was
then. Yeah. And you see what they did to him, right? You see what they did to him, right?
Yeah, and the court said what they done to him was illegal.
After the fact, though. After the fact.
Yeah.
And actually, it wasn't on his religious stance. It was on a procedure that the court threw it out. So, anyway.
Yeah,
that's the way it goes, Eric. It's just terrible, man. It's just terrible. And you know about the voting. It's about those voting. Those are the states. I was listening to somebody out in California talking about, we need to get this passed. Well, why don't you pass in your state, California? Leave everybody else alone. Sheila Jackson Lee represent in Texas, in Dallas,
Houston,
third and fourth ward, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it is plagued with crime, gun violence and everything else. Well, she want to pass legislation at the federal level that's going to affect the whole nation. Miss Lee, in my community, we ain't suffering from that. So why you want to impose restrictions to gun ownership and gun handling and ammunition in my community? Why don't you just do that in your community where you have things run crazy?
Because she can't. Because the governor in Texas just signed a law last month. In fact, you don't even have a license to carry openly. So, yeah.
You don't in Missouri neither.
So, I mean, like I say, sometimes this is just grandstanding. That's all it is. Sometimes it's just grandstanding.
So?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Too.
Yeah, that's
because
all it is.
Because I read the voters reforms on Texas and Georgia. I don't see nothing in there stopping people from voting.
You know, I don't either. I mean, logically, the stuff they're trying to stop or they're trying to keep make law is the things that was instituted during the COVID shutdown.
You're right.
Shutdown is over with now. So let's fix what was before, and then you won't have to worry about that. See, they fighting over the wrong stuff, but it sounds good to the average Joe, because somebody just texted me and said, how do we know what to believe and what not? Because you have to do your own reading. You have to do your own research. You know, and figure and find out for yourself. You can't trust these news organizations because all of them got a slant to it, depending on who they're supporting. So, yeah, I have no problem with them stopping the drive-through thing. Or I have no problem with that.
And they want buses to come to your door you vote.
No.
Get your butt
like
out
and
go to the polls.
You know, like I said before, if you go ahead and put your energy in getting the people qualified to vote, then you won't have to worry about what these other people are doing.
Well, you know what's
the
problem, too?
Because you have it done.
They want to get them qualified, then they want to tell them how to vote. And leaving with this, I got a friend that took two shots, and he had a stroke, and he had a speech impairment. Talked to him last week. And I got another friend. He had a stroke, but I don't know if it was due to the vaccination. And, of course, I got a friend had a friend in New Orleans. He died from it. We used to go to Egypt together. So, hell if you do, hell if you don't, Eric. I'm glad to know that you and your cohort there is kicking. And I guess I'll see you when I see you again.
Yep, you're right. And it'll probably be next week. I done smoothed out some things now, so I should be back on regularly.
All right, you take care of yourself. I'll talk to you.
All right, thank you,
Pinky. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. All right, y'all. It's been fun. It's been fun. I got to a couple of things I want to talk about. I done worked some other stuff in here, which is good, but we got some more. And, you know, before we get out here, I got about 5 minutes. So, yeah, these y'all haven't been paying attention, have you? These rich folk beginning to send their little ships up into space. Y'all ain't paying no attention to that. There's a reason why these only rich folk are sending things up into space with only certain people on board. You know, if you ain't seen that movie 2012, you better look at it. Oh, yeah, they planning something. They just showing us a little bit of what they already been working on. Oh, yeah. Trust me, man. Trust me. Now, somebody asked me a question. I'm going to tell you a good place to go if you want to find different versions of news. You know, where you get the whole story, you may have to, you know, look, but there's different versions of the story. It's a site called, wait a minute, let me get right here. It's out. If you got Play Store, it's called Smart News. Smart News. Okay? SmartNews. And believe you me, you can go and pick whatever, you know, newspaper you read. I got it all. I want to hear the conservative, the, you know, so-called progressive. You know, you got Law and Crime, Law and Order. You know, just stuff that explains exactly what's going on so you will understand better and you get a better insight of what's happening. I recommend that site. I really do, because it works for me. That's how I get a lot of my information, because it's just not one news organization or whatever. It's multiple ones. You know, and you can put the pieces together from that. So, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. But anyway, thank y'all for hanging out with me today. Sarge, it was good to see you as well. Yeah, it's been fun. I'm going to get up out of here. I'll be back next Monday, hopefully. Yeah, I may come on the air before Monday, but I don't know. But let's look for Monday, okay? Let's look for Monday. But thank y'all for hanging out with me. It's been fun. Man, have I missed this. Oh, my goodness. But once again, thank y'all for hanging out. 708, appreciate you hanging out with me, Miss Lady. Vernon Cuz, LP Yankee. Everybody else I may not see that may listen later. Thank you, and have fun. Remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with open heart, but make sure you forgive yourself first. And the biggest, best thing, learn to laugh at yourself, because if you can laugh at yourself, everything else is just groovy. All right, so I'm getting out of here. Y'all can go out of here with Miss Dinah Ross and the Boss, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace, love, and hair grease, baby. We out of here. Bye.
on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.